today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, wherever you are. We're going to speak about thinking well of Allah on the program. Today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about thinking well of Allah.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Monday, is the 27th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At first, let's bless this moment by recitation of Chapter Al-Ahzab, verses 10 to 11.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَا.
Remember when they came at you from above you and from below you, and when eyes shifted in fear and hearts reached the throats, and you assumed about Allah various assumptions. There the believers were tested and shaken with a severe shaking.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This holy verse illustrates the dangerous situation of the Battle of Ahzab, the great power of the enemy's army, and the intensive anxiety of a lot of Muslims. It implicitly says that you may remember when the enemies entered your city from above you and from below you and surrounded Medina, and when the eyes swerved because of fear and the hearts reached to the throats, and you imagine badly about Allah with diverse thoughts. As you know, in this series of today's special, we're speaking about thinking well of Allah. So what does it mean to think well of Allah? It means to take that step. When you mess up, even if we messed up in a major way, We return to him recognizing that what we did was truly horrible. But we ask for his forgiveness because we know he is that forgiving and that his mercy encompasses everything. When we mess up again and again and feel sick of ourselves, we return to him with a sincere dua or supplication to help us stop, knowing that he will respond. It means having grand hopes and aspirations and working towards them, knowing that Allah the Almighty will not allow to be lost the reward of any who did well in deeds. That was in the Holy Quran, chapter 18, verse 30.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified brethren. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with a new topic, inshallah, to discuss with each other. The topic that we want to discuss it today is having full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is in Islamic terms called husn al-dhann billah. Allama Majlisi rahmatullah alayhi, in explaining the meaning of trust in Allah, he writes that this concept itself, having full trust in Allah, means, he enumerates a list of actions here, that this means this and this and this and this. He actually enumerates 5 points in order to define husn al-dhann billah, that is full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if you want to know what husn al-dhann billah is, having full trust to Allah means when asking for forgiveness, one should be optimistic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Second, if you want to know what husn al-dhann billah is, this is the second way to understand what it is. When a person repents and returns to God, he should know that God will accept his repentance. The third point that he wants to introduce and define this husn al-dhann billah, he says that when he prays to God with truth and sincerity, he should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer. And four, again, the late Allama Majlisi says, if you want to know what husn al-dhann billah is, this is the fourth way to understand what the husn al-dhann billah, or having full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means. He says, when a servant of God asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sufficiency and help in his work, he should know that Allah will suffice him. Because these attributes do not appear except through good faith and full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fifth way that the late Allama Majlisi wants to introduce us this concept of husn al-dhann billah, that is having full trust in Allah, he says that when a person does something for Allah, for the sake of God, he should know that God accepts it. So this, in this way, the late Allama Majlisi defines that what husn al-dhann billah is. So we have to trust whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
From the ways to get closer to Allah at home, we can name prayer. The success that we see calls us 5 times a day. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said the first thing which will be judged among a man's deed on the day of resurrection is the prayer. If this is in good order, then he will succeed and prosper. But if it is defective, then he will fail and will be a loser. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, used to pray so much at night that his feet became swollen. It was said to him, "Why do you regulate yourself with this?" To that he replied, "Shall I not be a grateful servant of Allah?"
Allahu, 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 Allahu.
are speaking about Think Well of Allah, and one of its branches is when embarking on something difficult, even if we fail, when the most beloved person to Allah, the Prophet, was thinking of immigrating to Medina, he started talking to all of the different tribes that came for Hajj in the hopes that one of them would accept Islam or at least offer the believers protection. He spoke to 26 different tribes and was rejected by all of them. Some of the tribes even cursed and mocked him. Let's stop here. He made da'wah, that means calling to Islam, to 26 tribes. Can you imagine the feeling of being rejected by five? What would happen after 10 rejected you? How low would your morale be? When would you have given up? Finally, he met a few youth from Medina who believed in his message. He did not despair because he had a good opinion of Allah, which motivated him. He knew Allah would not leave him.
There is a very powerful and interesting hadith narration in the book of Kafi, which is one of our most authentic books, that offers an amazing glimpse into the world of Allah's mercy. In this narration, Ibn Abi Ya'fur, one of the companions of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, I narrate this hadith from Abi Abdullah al-Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he narrates this hadith from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that this narration is a hadith Qudsi. What is a hadith Qudsi? A hadith Qudsi is the word of Allah, just like the Quran, but it's not included in the Quran. All the direct statements of God, which are not part of the Quran, are referred to as hadith Qudsi. And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam quotes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning this hadith. And truly this hadith, when we analyze it and we explore it, we come to realize the amazing greatness of Allah's mercy. It is truly mind-boggling. It offers you a small glimpse into that everlasting world of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith, what does he say? He starts the hadith by saying, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ مِنْ عَبِيدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. One of my believing servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this narration by making a reference to his servants who are believers. Allah is indicating in this hadith that the single most important factor that determines how much mercy I receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my iman, is the faith that I have, is the belief that I have.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special under the title of Thinking Well of Allah. That's a nice topic, so inshallah we're going to continue to discuss about it. So be with us. We leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي